Moneyest Podcast is Andrew in San Francisco. This is a road best travel. Just a recap of the whole week of me traveling around different locations and speaking. Went down to the pier, went down to Golden Gate Bridge, Alcatraz. Did a presentation in San Francisco as well. This is a recap of the whole week. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Road best travel to San Francisco. Hey guys, I'm in San Francisco right now, and I'm at the Bay Bridge here. And one of the questions that students in California always ask is, what should I do with my house? Should I sell my property? Should I keep my property? Look, my job is not to tell you what to go do with your investment and your equity and your house. That's not my role. I never take that position. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's an absolute pleasure of speaking and trying to help others any way that I can through this process. I'm actually at YouTube, talking about YouTube, on YouTube. If I can help you any way out there possible, please let me know. Look forward to working with you. I'll play devil's advocate. I'll give you both sides of this coin. You know, one side says you could keep it, and if you keep it, the only thing that worries me about that process is the good side is you always have a roof over your head. The bad side of it is you may have that 300, 400 grand of equity that you've had over the last several years, but if the market crashes, you lose it. Now, you still have your house, but you have no equity inside of it now. So there's some good, and I think there's a lot of bad that way as well. Hey there, thanks for leaving a comment on my post there, and I appreciate you taking the time to read it. If you liked it, be sure to like the page and follow, and share it as you can. If I can help you any way that I possible, please let me know. I'm here at Twitter's headquarters, talking to you on Twitter, about Twitter. Thanks again for the comment. Option B is that while the market's hot, while the market's up as high as it's gonna probably get for a while, you could go ahead and sell the property. And if you sell the property, you're gonna keep all the equity inside of it. So now you've made $300,000, $400,000 of equity, which again, for a lot of people, it takes them their whole life to accumulate that just in their retirement account, the 401k, and you did it in 5 years by making the right investment and buying a house. So number one, congratulations, you did a good job, but it really depends on what you're gonna do from here. You gotta make sure you protect that money. If I gave you an option C that maybe you never thought about before, would be maybe look at just refinancing the property and taking the cash out from the bank. And now you're playing a game called OPM with money, and you're gonna borrow the bank's money. Yes, you'll pay them interest rate back on it, but you've secured your $300,000, $400,000 that's in your bank account. You can go make money with the money and still keep the house. So it really comes down to three options, and really whichever one works better for you. Option A, do nothing and keep the house, which is nothing wrong with that. Your family lives there, so keep the house. Just understand you may lose the equity. Number two, sell the property. You lose the house, and so now your family's got to move or rent a place instead. But in return, you control the $400,000, $500,000. It's purely yours with no payments on it. Or option C, maybe refinance the property. Take the bank's money and sort of put your money in checkmate. If you know the game of chess, you're sort of moving the pieces around and putting your equity that you've acquired, you're putting in checkmate. Those are three options for you here in the Bay Area. There's no right or wrong answer. You know, everybody has their opinion. You have to make your decision based off of data, based off of what's best for you, not what's best for me or your agent, whatever they're telling you. Make a decision that's best for you and your family, and make that based off of data. Guys, I appreciate you letting me come to California. I love it out here. I look forward to coming back in the very near future.